HR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. One of the world's biggest music icons has died. Correspondent Jerika Duncan on the life of Tina Turner.
She wrote extensively about Ike's repeated physical abuse in 1986's I, Tina. Tina later divorced Ike, and her career stalled until 1984 when Capitol Records released Private Dancer.
I'm your private dancer.
It was an international phenomenon, selling more than 10 million copies, winning 3 Grammys, including Record of the Year, and contained her only number one single.
Oh, what's love got to do with it?
Turner was 83 years old. Still no deal to raise the debt ceiling. Our Allison Keys on what this could mean for you.
There are millions of families that rely on federal government payments, from military families to people on Social Security.
They're forgetting about us.
Sandra Cole is president of the Alliance for Retired Families in Arizona and says lawmakers need to quit arguing and get this done because they're underestimating the consequences.
Especially for seniors and for veterans.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has made it official. He's seeking the Republican nomination for president.
We must end the culture of losing that has infected the Republican Party in recent years. The tired dogmas of the past are inadequate for a vibrant future. We must look forward, not backwards.
A year after and the elementary school massacre in Uvalde, Texas, Homeland Security officials say they still can't point to any dramatic change in school safety. CBS's Nicole Skenga.
The Department of Homeland Security has issued a terrorism bulletin warning that schools remain at risk of extremist violence. Along with U.S. critical infrastructure, faith-based institutions, the LGBTQIA community, racial and ethnic minorities, and government personnel, including law enforcement.
Microsoft is warning about Chinese hackers spying on a wide range of U.S. critical infrastructure organizations. Intelligence analyst Ellen Liska.
In the event of either a Chinese invasion or some other kind of Chinese disruption of Taiwan, cutting off our ability to communicate and get needed access to Taiwan.
A 17-year-old boy fell to his death this past weekend while climbing an L.A. bridge. They say he was trying to get to the top of one of the arches for an apparent social media stunt. Police have closed the bridge several times before because it's been a hotspot for very dangerous stunts like that. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Thursday, May 25th. In Wood County, the Golden Sands Resource Conservation and Economic Development Incorporated will hold a series of meetings at the River Block Building in Room 206, beginning with the Finance Personnel Committee meeting at 9. The Water Resource Committee and the Forestry, Agriculture, Wildlife Committee will both meet at 10:15, and the Regular Business Executive Committee will meet at 11. The North Central IT-BEC Board and Tourism and Economic Development Advisory Committee will meet at 10 a.m. at the Shawnee County Courthouse. The Marshfield Fairgrounds Commission will meet at noon at the Fair Office. The Health and Human Services Committee will meet at 5 at the Wood County Annex and Health Center in Marshfield. The Wisconsin Rapids Historic Preservation Commission will meet at 6. In Adams County, the Economic Development Board will meet from 7:30 to 8:30 a.m. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies expected overnight with lows around 37. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 68. Mainly clear skies and quiet again. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 37. High of 73 Friday under mainly sunny skies. 76 Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 53.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Must tell you, the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, I'd like to call this a Don't You Forget About Me Tuesday edition.
Don't you forget about me. Crute, good to see you. Evan, working the magic on the board. Our fair audience, happy, happy Tuesday.
Dominic, we've got another fine Civic Media host joining us at the bottom of this hour. That means 4:30 Central Time. Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show. A recovered Republican.
All right.
We're going to have Todd on today and ask him, what the hell is wrong with your former party? Defend it if you can. Of course he can't. That's why he left the party. He's one of the reasonable ones. But anyways, he's captive, so he's coming in. You know, we got him. He's on our team, so he's got to come. When we call, he feels a little obligated. You know what I'm saying?
All right. I look forward to hanging out with Todd again.
Nothing like an obligated guest. Dom, a strange, strange turn of events for the Shorewood Spitter. And we'll get there in a minute. But I got to tell you, and as a guy who spent a little bit of time, and let's call it the House of Corrections, the Shorewood Spitter's taking jail time by choice rather than serve her community to the tune of 100 hours.
Yeah, man, that's crazy.
No one says you got to do it all at once. It's not like you got to do 100 hours straight. Hell, I remember doing a little community service, Tom. Fudged some of that community service. Oh,
come on, a very little community service, if I recall.
Very, very. but no way in hell, if the option was work 100 hours and work 100 hours.
Or 60 days in jail.
Or 60 days in jail? Come on, that's an easy one. Who in the hell opts for jail? And I would wonder, because that would probably be a term of probation. I bet she doesn't get time off for good behavior. When you chose that? How about house arrest? She get the ankle monitor?
Does she have to leave at night, you know?
Does she have to
come back at night?
Does she have to pledge not to loogie while she's...
No more spitting.
We'll update that story in just a bit, Dom. But today, I want to start with our friend Bruce Murphy over at the online daily Urban Milwaukee. Bruce, if you would only publish just a little bit sooner each day, we would get more of your articles included. But I saw one here that I found intriguing because, of course, it involves former Gubernator Scotty Wanker and the corrupted trail he left on state politics in his wake. Bruce Murphy reports national scam PACs have state roots. Of course they
do. All right.
The operatives running them have connections to Scott Walker, Eric O'Keefe, and conservative groups.
All the best people.
Damn, that corruption runs deep. I'll get us started, and then I'm going to expect a lot of help from you. Murphy writes, I usually screen my phone calls, but one call that got through some time ago began with a man telling me a cornball mother-in-law joke, then chuckling and saying he was raising money for the American Police Officers Alliance. There was something smarmy about his boldly casual style, and I hung up pretty quickly. But I've learned now, courtesy of a story by the New York Times, that these are very effective robocalls and part of the slick fundraising operation by three men who were all active in college conservative politics in Wisconsin about 15 years ago. In fact, they did far more than that in Wisconsin, as urban Milwaukee has learned, and had connections to politicians like the Wankinator, Scott Walker, and conservative activists like Eric O'Keefe. And, you know, he doesn't really go deep in this. Bruce Murphy doesn't. But I would remind all our listeners and new friends out there, Scott Walker was the John Doe target. It was his illegal campaigning and coordination with third-party groups like those funded by Eric O'Keefe. And at the time we understood it was like $24 million in coordinated campaigns between Eric O'Keefe and the Scott Walker gubernatorial campaign under state campaign finance laws. Walker was breaking the law. And Eric O'Keefe, well, you know, thank God he had a champion in what, M.D. Kittle, writing these propaganda pieces that were then propped up by right-wing talk radio and the person of Vicki McKenna specifically.
Oh, was that the MacGyver Institute?
Well, before Kittle went over to MacGyver, Kittle was the John Doe. Kittle wrote 400-plus articles carrying water for Scott Walker, county executive, in the why it was okay because, you know, the John Chisholm's wife's tears, John Chisholm being the Milwaukee County District Attorney, and his wife being a teacher, and somehow his tears motivated the John Doe investigation of Scott Walker. Well, I would say it was the corruption of Scott Walker. And we learned about some of the connected parties, but Eric O'Keefe, very connected. Oh, yeah. What I understand, that coordinated campaigning under state campaign finance laws at the time.
The penalties were very severe.
They were a Kobe Bryant special, as I like to say. Triple, double, punitive, and, well, I don't know, tripling and a doubling. So $20 million becomes, what, $120 million fine? Something like that?
Yeah, yeah. No wonder where they hired those good attorneys to get in front of that thing quick.
Well, and a lot of free speech going on. But let's not forget the prosecutors, as professional prosecutors tend. They didn't go running their mouth on right-wing talk radio or over on the Devil's Advocates. But Eric O'Keefe did, despite the gag order he was under. And then what happened? The compliant then Attorney General of the great state of Wisconsin only served one term because he was, you know, despicable. Brad Schimming wanted to investigate the investigators. Wanted to do a John Doe 3, right?
Is that Judge Schimmel now, Michael?
He is a Scott Walker appointee to the Waukesha County District Court. Judge Schimming. No, Schimmel. Schimming is the vice chair. Oh, no, he's the full chair of the Republican
Party. Big dog now. Boss man now.
Here are the connected people, Dom. Three men. Why don't you do the three
All
men?
Right. I'll jump in here. Again, let's just back. These folks, they did far more than that in Wisconsin. At Urban Milwaukee learned, had connections to Walker and O'Keefe. In doing this work, they learned the ropes about the political nonprofits like super PACs and 527 groups, which operate under a section of the federal tax code. The three men, John Connors, aged 37. Is that Sarah Connors' son? Kyle Machel, 40, and Simon Lewis, 37, have been running a group of five linked 527 groups that since 2014 have collected $89 million from small-dollar donors who were pitched on building political support for police officers, veterans, and firefighters. One of those groups was the American Police Officers Alliance. But, as Bruce Murphy writes, just 1% of the money raised by these groups, quote, was used to help candidates via donations, ads, or targeted get-out-the-vote messages, according to an analysis by the Times of the group's public filings.
Wait, wait, wait. 1%?
1%?
Is that gross or not?
The three men have created a lucrative money-making scheme that resembles operations that have been called scam packs. Connors grew up in northern Wisconsin's logging country in a family-owned timber mill business that his grandparents founded in 1960. He graduated from Marquette University, where he was a political activist on campus, involved in organizations like College Republicans, Americans for Prosperity, and working for then-county executive Curdy's buddy Scott Walker. He was also an intern in Walker's Milwaukee County executive office and contributed to the digital marketing launch of Walker's successful 2010 campaign for governor, his biography back then
said.
Wait.
Now, if I recall correctly, Dom, when Scott Walker was the county executive, John Doe target Scott Walker because his, what, county executive office was raided on election day in 2010, literally. But we didn't know that. The voters didn't yet know that about the
man. We did not know that, no.
But Tim Russell, who was a Scott Walker staffer, actually misappropriated funds from a veterans charity and used that money in part, although there was some other uses of the misappropriated funds. It was like $20,000. And in part, he used that money to open up the digital side of the Scott Walker for governor campaign.
And I believe there was
created the websites, secret, bought the URLs.
A secret router, a Wi-Fi system installed in the executive county executive's office, unknown to everyone else, so they could, what, campaign on company time.
So a charity founded by Scott Walker was robbed by an appointee of Scott Walker named Tim Russell, who used the money in part to support Scott Walker. And now these guys that used to work for Scott Walker at the county executives and the guys that obviously work directly in these, you know, these shining days of political corruption, Dom, now they've gone on to raise $90 million, of which they give almost or perhaps a little more than 1%, gross or not, to the actual charitable underlying.
I mean, if you're going to do it, you as well do it big. A little bit more here, Curdy. After college, Connors worked for two conservative groups started by O'Keefe, who was a major supporter of Walker. O'Keefe founded Sam Adams Alliance and Franklin Center, which helped fund now-defunct conservative publication The Wisconsin Reporter, which did countless stories attacking John Doe probe of Walker and O'Keefe's. And The Wisconsin Reporter, was that where your buddy was writing for?
I believe that's where Kittle was.
All right.
The propaganda rag.
Yeah. And O'Keefe's Wisconsin Club for Growth. Connor also worked for Wisconsin branch of the Koch-funded Americans for Prosperity. Served as president of super PAC called Citizens for Strong America, which was founded by GOP campaign consultant R.J. Johnson. In 2011, O'Keefe and the Club for Growth passed $4.6 million to a Citizen for Strong America, which bought ads to aid conservative Supreme Court Justice candidate David Prosser's reelection to try to thwart the recall of Walker.
John Connor. How is he connected to Scott Walker?
John Connors.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies overnight with a low of 41. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunny skies tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 59. Clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 40. Ample sunshine expected Friday with daytime highs approaching 68. 73 Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 48 degrees.
Kind of like going round and round on the floor at Waukesha Skateland. Except without the rental skates. Know what I mean? This is the Shaw. W-A-U-K.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. We love it when you join us at 844-967-2789.
This John Connors character, you know, formerly attached or, you know, employed by the, what, Scott Walker County Executive Office, where all the corruption was going on right on the inside, Dom, on the website for a group he founded called Campaign Now, he lists his title as Boss Man. You know, you're secure in your manhood when you call yourself on your company website the Boss Man.
But Dom, the Boss Man.
Crazy to me that these five scam packs, that's how they're being characterized here in the reporting, because effectively they don't actually fund anything. They're just self-perpetuating. All they do is they enrich those that have the pack, right? The leadership of the pack skim all the money off and pay themselves through the fundraising apparatus that's just there to continue to fund the pack. It's a sweet grift if
great work if you can get it. All you need is some suckers on the other end of the line. A little bit more here. Bruce Murphy at the Urban Milwaukee. As for the idea of doing fundraising calls for police officers and veterans, they may have gotten that idea from another operation with Wisconsin ties. Around the time the three men were building Campaign Now, a Milwaukee businessman named David Winograd won infamy for running a call center firm called Zentel, which was, quote, faulted for the large percentage of the take it keeps from fundraising calls for police, veterans, etc., as much as 80 or 90 cents on the dollar. As Michael Horn reported for Urban Milwaukee, it faced legal action in 10 states. Winograd went on to become a prominent real estate investor in Milwaukee. 80 or 90 cents on the dollar? Hell! The reporting from the New York Times on what these cats were doing, what, one of them was, one of these gave, what, 1%? 1% of the money to the American Officers, Police Officers Alliance. Just 1% to help candidates and donations. A little bit more here. Connors and the two other men raised $89 million through five nonprofits they helped found. The American Police Officers Alliance, the National Police Support Fund, the Veterans Action Network, the American Veterans Honor Fund, and the Firefighters and EMS Fund. They are 527 groups, and under the section of the tax code, can raise unlimited donations to help or oppose candidates, promote issues, or encourage voting, the Times reported. But in reality, the five linked nonprofits have exploited thousands of donors in ways that have been hidden until now by a blizzard of filings, lax oversight, and a blind spot in the campaign finance system. The five political nonprofits paid $2.8 million to companies owned by or connected to Connors, Machel, and Lewis, the story reported.
Hometown corruption, man.
I mean, come on, man. And where did they learn it from? What, Eric O'Keefe and Scott Walker? I mean, and that's the whole point, right? If you can see this, you see how the money, it's just like free money. Let's just call it like the police something or the Patriot this or firefighters that. And yet we'll just, you know, get automated callers and be all, you know, jovial about it and nonchalant and just ask you, hey, can you help a couple of bucks for the fellas down at the fire station? We'd really appreciate it. I mean, I've gotten those calls. You know what I'm saying? I know exactly. Hell, Crudy, we knew some cats that were in the boiler room business back in the day.
That's why I never take those calls.
I know. Never, man. It's like the kind of place calls. Where the phones automatically dial and these little cubicles and everyone's smoking in the hallway. You know what I mean? That kind of joint. So, yeah. But if you could get $2.8 million, I mean, why not?
$2.8 million. $89 million over...
What? Well, the gross, but according to the reporting here, the five political nonprofits paid $2.8 million to the companies owned by or connected to Connors and Lewis and Machel.
I strongly suspect they were taking money in multiple different sourcing mechanisms. I
mean, it's coming in all over the place.
What do they call that, to launder?
I'm going to need a bigger boat.
Dominic, want to give a update on the Shorewood Spitter? He's going to jail.
Why?
For no good reason, to my opinion. But it's being reported at the Journal Sentinel. Stephanie Rapkin, the Shorewood Spitter / lawyer, convicted of a misdemeanor after spitting on a black teenager during a racial justice protest in 2020, didn't have to leave a courtroom in handcuffs Tuesday. But she insisted.
Oh, a little freaky.
She insisted. Rapkin, 67, outright rejected the judge's sentence of a year of probation and 100 hours of community service, choosing instead to spend 60 days in the House of Correction as a punishment.
60 days in the hole.
Oh, geez, Dom. She chose poorly. Milwaukee County Judge Laura Cravello emphasized the community service would be crucial for someone who went from a productive citizen to a social pariah. Cravello said probation officers would help place her somewhere, Dom. But Rapkin interrupted and said she would not be accepted. It's not viable. I'd rather go to jail right now and take care of it. So she did, Dom. She went to jail, directly to jail. Do not collect $200. Do not do 100 hours of community service. Cravello imposed a sentence of 60 days imprisonment. Bailiffs placed her in cuffs and escorted her out of the room. That's her decision, her right to do it, Rapkin's attorney, Anthony Cotton, said afterwards. Now, Rapkin is a longtime attorney who focused on estate planning and probate law. She has published two books and served on charitable boards in the past, probably less so now. Cotton wrote in a letter to the court, Dom, she had been labeled a racist and has seen her reputation destroyed, according to her lawyer. What do you think, though? I'm not going to do the community service in a year of probation. The year on paper, man, you know I'm going to break it, so you might as well just take me to jail now? I mean, got to tell you, Dom, have you been to jail for any significant amount of time?
No.
As a guy who, you know, did like puber camp for 3 weeks and then some house arrest, I got to tell you, it was painful. It was quite painful. 21 days in Huber feels like a life sentence.
60 days in the hole, Crudy. I bet she's going to lose her mattress. You know, spitting on a young black man protesting for, you know, civil rights and justice. Not a great move. Good luck.
Come back with us. Devil's Advocates, Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show, joins us right here in the hole next.
If you're hanging out in Waukesha, it's 101.1.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Rick Smith Show.
where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. The Wisconsin Rapids Board of Review will meet from 9 to 11 on Thursday morning, May 25th, in the first floor conference room at City Hall. They will hear sworn testimony from property owners objecting to their assessments. Tomorrow is the start of the 10th annual Mosey Levin Classic Adult Hockey Tournament at the IceHawks Arena in Stevens Point. Games start at 6. They'll have good food, raffles, and bands playing each night from 7:30 to 11:30. Don't miss this free event and help our youth hockey program and Hazel fundraiser. The Milwaukee Bucks may be closer to signing a new head coach. ESPN reporting the team has interviewed 15 candidates and narrowed the choice down to 3. Ex-Toronto coach Nick Nurse, Golden State Warriors assistant Kenny Atkinson, and Toronto Raptors assistant Adrian Griffin. 4 other teams from across the league are on the lookout for a new coach as well. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies expected overnight with lows around 37. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 68. Mainly clear skies and quiet again. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 37. High of 73 Friday under mainly sunny skies. 76 Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 53.
Show on earth.
You know, you just broke some wonderful news for those of us that do radio, and you're listening to us on a radio, I suspect. So that's good news for all of us. Todd, what's the great breaking news?
For all of us who enjoy AM radio, talk radio in particular, and sports radio, like the Milwaukee Brewers, of course, on the big 1100 on the eastern side of the state, WISS.
Oh, baby, we just tuned that thing up. We got some tickets to give away for Thursday night's game on WISS, 1100 AM. We just Go give it a try. Not right this second, but go give it a try. It's loud and clear. I was listening to the Brewer game in my driveway in Middleton on 1100 AM out of just outside of Oshkosh.
That's amazing. And it my is. Home station back in Richland Center, AM 1450, WRCE and FM 107.7. But more importantly, AM 1450, breaking this afternoon courtesy of RadioInc.com, an early victory for the AM for Every Vehicle Act. Ford Motor Company has reversed its decision to move AM radio from its new vehicles, according to CEO Jim Fairley. Announced on social media that AM radio will in fact be included on all gasoline and electric 2024 Ford and Lincoln vehicles, and a software update will be offered to restore AM capability for Ford's electric vehicles sold without it, breaking across the wires this afternoon.
AM radio has been restored to your Ford pickup truck. You know what, Ford? You know, the Ford pickup truck owner is more likely to consume AM radio than the typical consumer.
Oh, yeah.
But it's 82 million people a week in the United States currently utilizing the AM radio dials. And we're making kind of a big deal out of them. I was at a station in Racine, Kenosha today, but Victory Ave in Racine. The station's been on the air for 97 years.
Wow.
I go down in the basement. There's a mural on the wall from, it was 65 years old. And they were bragging in the mural that they had the Milwaukee Braves each and every day and night on the air.
Amazing. I love it.
Now, that radio station, WRJN, which has been acquired by Civic Media, will soon play our programming like June 5th.
Nice.
But that AM radio station will be the only place, the only AM place, where you can hear Packers broadcast in the Milwaukee Metro next year. For 100 years, you know, it was on the big stick. No Packers on the AM, except WRJN, 1400 AM. And thank goodness, it'll be on your Ford vehicle dashboard.
Well, guys, our colleague Kristen Bry of As Goes Wisconsin had the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, who has had a radio show for years on AM. She was on As Goes Wisconsin a couple weeks ago and talking about, you know, from where I'm from out in southwest Wisconsin, rural radio, AM, very important, whether it's weather forecasting, getting emergency weather announcements when your power goes out. So it's critical to the agriculture industry in this state.
Now, Todd, you grew up in the Richland Center area. Yep. You worked on WRCO for a number of years, and then you went into politics. You worked for the dark side of the force. You were a Republican staffer for Senator Dale Schultz, who was a friend of the show. We like Republican Dale Schultz. You know, we tolerated his staffers, guys like you. But you created a little notoriety when you took notice of the fact how gleeful the caucus was to suppress the votes of, let's say, black voters, college-age voters. Republican senators were gleeful, and you sort of broke with the party at that time. What happened? Describe it in your own words, if you would, Todd.
Well, back in 2011, there was these bills, so-called voter ID bills, which were essentially voter suppression, and was at a closed Senate Republican caucus with my former boss at the time, Dale Schultz, when Mary Lozick, who was a senator at the time from Southeast Wisconsin, got up. She was the chair of the Senate Election Committee and started talking about, hey, we got to think about the impact this would have on places like Milwaukee and our college campuses. And it's at that point my former boss said, maybe we should stop and think what we're doing. And then State Senator Glenn Grothman, now U.S. Congressman Glenn Grothman, said, you know, Dale, the Democrats would do the same thing if they were in charge, so we better do it quickly while we still can. And it's at that point Dale turned to me and said, you stay here. And Dale walked out of the meeting, and I stayed there for another 2 hours. Well, not everybody. I want to be careful. Not everybody in that caucus. But a vast majority of sitting state senators, Republicans, We're gleeful about the opportunities to they never used the words voter suppression, but, you know, the dog whistle was so loud even I could hear it. And you knew exactly what you're talking about. And it's at that moment that I just chose and said, I can't do this anymore. I finished out my term with Dale. He was a moderate, as you said, Republican at the time. That was it for me. I wasn't going to be part of a party that went after people's constitutional rights. And it's only gotten worse, as we all know, since 2011.
Todd Alba, the host of the Todd Alba Show on Civic Media. And Todd Alba, I'd give out the times, but they are changing. The winds are changing. We will see you featured more broadly across the entire Civic Media lineup, and we look forward to that, Todd, because you've been working hard, and you've been connecting with people, and you do a damn good show, and you're going to hear it statewide on all the Civic Media stations, all these especially AM news talkers. We got FM news talkers. But Todd Alba, you're going to play on each and every one of the news talkers, I believe, between 1 and 3 p.m., Central Time. We welcome you to the afternoon, man. It's the better time frame.
It's
the cool people broadcast in the afternoon.
Well, I understood that you and Dom make cocktails starting in the afternoon, so I'm looking forward to that. It's a happy hour, Todd.
That's right, how you got to do it, happy man. Happy hour.
No, in all seriousness, Crudy, thanks to you as president of Civic Media and our CEO, Sage Weil. I really appreciate the opportunity and the confidence you guys put in me. It is absolute pleasure to be a part of this team. You and Dom set the stage in the afternoon with Devils, and it's great to be a part of this this venture into just truthful radio. And I think people are hungry for this, just knowing the facts and having fun while you're doing it.
Well, just don't blow it.
Well, Todd Alba, good to see you again, man. I want to talk a little politics here, man. Sure. We have the RNC coming to Milwaukee.
Oh, Lord.
Wisconsin Examiner reporting, and this came out, but this is the most recent reporting on it, that the Milwaukee Police Department, you know, they have this new rule that you're supposed to, which passed in April, they're supposed to release, you know, video of critical incidents within 15 days of the incident for the public to see. Well, this new policy is being suspended, and there was no public debate. It's just going to happen. I want to get your sense on that. My understanding, according to the reporting at the Wisconsin Examiner, and when the DNC was supposed to come here last time, a bunch of, you know, outstate police officers, law enforcement officers, were going to come in and assist, but started backing off when they learned that, you know, you can't use the tear gas. You know, they very upset about, I guess, the limitations of oppression that can be used on, you know, peaceful protesters. I want to get your sense on that. RNC's coming. Are you happy about that, Todd?
Look, I have mixed emotions on it. I think as someone who loves the state of Wisconsin and wants the best for the state, clearly there's economic impact here. And after a lot of businesses prepared for the DNC last year, that got botched up 2 years ago because of COVID, you know, it's nice to have the money coming in.
Was the DNC supposed to come to Wisconsin? I forgot.
Did you hear about that? Milwaukee. Yeah, yeah.
Well, it kind of did. But I mean,
it did not. let's clear up that false conception. If Joe Biden doesn't get off a plane in Wisconsin, the DNC never came to Wisconsin.
All right, fair enough. I mean, Dominic, you live down there. I mean, I just think that it is a recipe for disaster in terms. I mean, you know, Milwaukee and the outlying counties, the most racially divided place in America, if you just go county by county, and to bring in the RNC and their hate, their homophobia, their xenophobia, I just think you're asking for a lot of problems between police, law enforcement, protesters. I don't think it's going to go well.
Yeah, but the Republicans are trolling the city of Milwaukee, the Democratic Party. That was all the motivation they really needed to nominate Milwaukee, and the fact that Nashville and no other city really wanted the convention kind of forced their hand. I mean, it was Milwaukee or bust, right?
No, I mean, we have Trigvi Olson for the Lincoln Project on our show. He'll be on tomorrow, as a matter of fact, in the 8 o'clock hour. And, I mean, he's in touch with all these guys across the country. The fact is, Wisconsin is going to be the fulcrum point. I think we all know that for 2024. So, yeah, there is some nagging going on there, some picking around. But Wisconsin truly is, for both Republicans and Democrats, no matter who the nominee is going to be, Wisconsin will be ground zero once again. So I think it is a valid place to have a convention. I just don't think it's a good mix.
No, and summertime in Wisconsin, there is no fairer place on planet Earth than summer along Lake Michigan and Wisconsin. But Todd, of course, you know, the protesters, are there going to be, you know, white nationalist protesters and, you know, call them anti-white nationalist protesters going on here in Milwaukee. And if all of a sudden this new policy, and we've had challenges with police enforcement in the city of Milwaukee over the years, you can Google it if you don't know, but to have this new policy all of a sudden suspended, oh, we're just not going to do that. We don't want to conflict. I mean, what about, you know, when in Rome? I mean, people are coming to our town.
Right.
How is it not appropriate for them to follow, I don't know, our rules, Todd?
I think you're absolutely right. I mean, you know, again, I don't live in Milwaukee. You live down there, but you've got Mayor Cavalier Johnson down there. I mean, you know, certainly more of a Democrat. I mean, how do you justify it? You know, it's his police department. And I think, you know, isn't it ironic? Republicans, the Law and Order Party, so they don't want to suspend law and order when it benefits them. And again, I really am truly, all joking aside, I'm concerned about the violence that could happen in that convention.
Have you been to an RNC prior?
You know what? I have not. I was supposed to go in 1988, and for various reasons, it never happened.
That's ancient history.
I know.
Let's talk about the one in 2016.
Let's talk about the recent Republicans.
He is vicious, isn't he?
You talk about they used to be the Law and Order Party. They used to be the Family Values Party. Right. They used to be all sorts of things that they're not now, Todd.
That's part of why I left them. I mean, I fought for a party that included, you know, and I'm saying Ronald Reagan was all that, but certainly a different person than Trump is. I supported guys like Tommy Thompson, Dale Schultz. I mean, my gosh, Scott Klug, I worked for him in Madison, was a pro-choice Republican who voted in favor of Bill Clinton's assault weapons ban in 1993, 94, whatever it was. So, I mean,
Unheard of. It
was a very different Republican Party that I used to support. Yeah. And that's a lot of why I left, is because it no longer represents me and my values.
Todd, are you concerned at all, or are you looking forward to the big Republican debate coming this summer? The RNC will host a debate in August, we understand. Yeah. And that's just about the time Fani Willis has cleared some courtroom time in Fulton County, Georgia, apparently to drop some, you know, who knows what she's going to do that week, but maybe indictments. Who knows?
Well, again, I forget the guy's name. I'm getting a little old in the COVID fog, but the guy who is running Trump's campaign now, the campaign manager, he ran Ron Johnson's campaign here last year. So it's not a bunch of kind of Star Wars cantina characters from 2016 or the goofballs from 2020. The guys who are running Trump's campaign this time, they've actually won in Wisconsin. So, I mean, there is a rumor out there now that part of their strategy may be to just not have him do the early debates at all, and Trump might not show up, because with all these people jumping in, and now we understand that DeSantis putting fingers DeSantis is jumping in on Twitter tomorrow. There's like, you know, 8, 9, 10, 15 different people running. It only helps Trump.
How did you moniker the man?
Pudding fingers. He eats the pudding finger.
Yeah.
And here, I know somebody that works in Florida, and apparently this is true. His staff make sure that they don't have him eating in front of people, like at Lincoln Day dinners, because the guy is notorious, like a Neanderthal, eats like mashed potatoes with his hands at dinner. And they try to keep him. I'm serious.
They try to keep him.
I know. He's a complete goofball. Trump's going to have a heyday with him. He's got no chance.
Meatball Brad.
We only have 1 minute left in this segment, so please stick around. Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show, recovering Republican.
The redemption tour.
we talked about, you know, lots of other candidates coming on board now. Tim Scott announced yesterday.
That's one.
Marianne Williamson apparently is losing some campaign.
She's
staff,
a Democrat. So. That doesn't count.
The governor of North Dakota is getting in.
Who's that?
I'll find it. It's true.
I could see Christy Noem jumping in. How about Youngkin?
Christy?
I think Youngkin can actually.
Sununu, North
and Sununu, Christy. Right.
Sununu's
there's going to be a whole
maybe.
Lot of folks.
Maybe.
I want to get a little bit more into this. I predicted sure. Trump will not show up in August for this debate for any number of reasons.
You could be right.
But I want to get to more of your rumors. Folks, you're listening to
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
And Blonde. Their stylists are passionate about their work and committed to giving you the best service possible. From precision cuts to perms, balayage to dimensional color service and more. The Raven and Blonde stylists do it all. Book your appointment today at ravenandblonde.com. That's ravenandblonde.com. Raven and Blonde, where hair and makeup artistry meets exceptional service.
157 South First Street, Milwaukee.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, the Cripescast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows dip down to about 43 overnight under overcast skies. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 62. Tomorrow, bright sunshine expected. Clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 39. Ample sunshine expected Friday, with daytime highs approaching 69. 73 Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently,
whether
it's
you're heading down
degrees.
West Paul Parkway
or fighting traffic on the interstates,
this is the Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Stay one guy in Madison.
Political talk, the Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Our pal Todd Alba from the Todd Alba Show joining us until the top of the hour. Todd, thanks for sticking around. Let's get to some of the candidates.
Yeah.
As mentioned, Trump, right? Nikki Haley, Tim Scott, Asa Hutchinson, Vivek Ramaswamy, and who else we have? Of course, the DeSantis is out there.
They're a bunch of losers.
Chris Christie.
They're losers. I'm going to speak
Pompeo,
on behalf.
Former Secretary of State.
Losers.
Former CIA Pompeo and Sununu. So we have what? One,
losers.
Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, at least nine right off the top right now.
The more the mayor.
The Republican GOP nomination for the presidency.
Yep.
Now you think, I want to be under clear, you're hearing rumors that perhaps they won't have Trump come to the August debate with what, six, seven, eight other people?
Yeah. So this is the again kind of insider Republican baseball. I do still have a couple of Republican friends out there that talk to me, and more importantly, a guy like Trigvi Olson who works for the Lincoln Project. He of course worked for McConnell and John McCain and others. So I mean, he still has a lot of contacts. And kind of again, it comes from the fact that the people running Trump's campaign this time are not just a bunch of airheads and idiots. I guess you could say their policies are, but these are people. This guy who ran Ron Johnson's campaign in Wisconsin last time is one of the top, if not the top guy, running Trump's 2024 presidential race. So they're calculating this all out. And I think it's, to Cruz's point, it's going to depend a little bit on what happens to these trials and what legal cases, but they may make the calculation that it's better for Trump just to let these, whatever ends up being, 12, 15 people fight it out on the stage together in Wisconsin in August, and let Trump just, you know, keep griping from the outside the circle. So we'll see. But I think it's a possibility for various reasons, whether it's legal, whether it's a political strategy to keep Trump away. But
Trump will be on that stage.
I was just gonna say,
Trump will be on that stage because
his narcissism won't let him stay away. Maybe
why would he allow anyone else to steal his thunder? That's his thunder.
Yeah.
He ain't sharing that thunder. He's going to go out there with a chainsaw and start chopping at Ron DeSantis right at his knees.
I wouldn't be surprised at all.
I don't think DeSantis is going to hold up very well. He's going to be like a...
Terrible.
Does DeSantis remind you of Scott Walker?
100%. DeSantis is the Scott Walker of 2024.
A little better hair, a little better education.
And may have got elected to Badger Boys State had he been more successful.
And socially awkward, man. I mean, how do you become a president? You know, you should have some decent social skills. The guy is just super, super
awkward.
Well,
for a guy who keeps attacking transgender and drag shows, you know, he looks great in platform boots and platform
he
shoes.
He certainly does.
You know?
Has he got that little Marco Rubio thing going on? Is he
exactly.
wearing the lifts, let's just
100%.
He's height augmenting.
Yes.
Now, I read a long-form political article, Politico article, about his wife, Casey DeSantis.
Yeah, she's a piece of work, too, I guess.
That's what they said, effectively. A lot of staffers said she's the best thing and the worst thing about Ron DeSantis, all wrapped into one. And she is the one that, you know, holds grudges and keeps score. They were quick to say she keeps score.
Yeah, I think she's a piece of work. I think one of the things, guys, as you look, I believe all but two of the Republican congressional representatives from Florida have now endorsed Trump. I mean, DeSantis can't even get his own congressional delegation to get behind him. I think that's pretty telling. At least in Wisconsin, in 2016, during Walker's run, at least the Wisconsin boys got behind Walker initially.
What did that matter? He didn't make it to Iowa.
It didn't matter at all. I'm just saying.
Will DeSantis make it to Iowa? He's going to declare. Scott Walker tomorrow. Didn't declare until July 15th after he signed the budget. Walker was out in 71 days. Can DeSantis make it till September 21st?
I'll say yes, because I think he has a bigger net of cash to get from, a bigger pool of cash to get from. So I think he'll make it to Iowa. I don't think he'll last much longer after that.
Like the Iowa State Fair, because Scott Walker went on the hay bale and looked awfully bad trying to tug those protester signs away.
I mean, literally trying
quite
to
desperate.
Squelch people's freedom of speech. If you're a politician running for president and you are on stage and you reach over into the crowd to pull a protester's sign away, you are literally trying to stop their freedom of speech, Todd.
100%.
And it's gotten worse in the Republican Party since then.
It's terrible. But if you are the Trump base, which still, I mean, I had dinner last night. You guys remember the name John Sharpless. He ran for Congress in 98, former history professor at UW, ran against Tammy Baldwin in her first reelect to the Congress in 2000. And John Sharpless, again, a moderate Republican, was a pro-choice Republican, had dinner. He said he has left the Republican Party. I mean, if Sharpless has left the Republican Party, he's a big Second Amendment guy. I mean, and I asked him, I said, he's a historian. I said, agree or disagree? It's only Trump and Trumpism. There is no more Republican Party. And he simply said, that's right. So, there's nothing. So my point is, if the Republican Party is Donald Trump and Trumpism, what would you rather have? Trump or Trump Lite? There's no way they're going to go after DeSantis with Trump Lite. They want Trump.
They will get Trump.
They will.
And the Craven Party will come crawling back. They may not win back suburban women. He may never win a general election. But I have every confidence that Donald Trump will be the Republican nominee. Please tell me I'm wrong.
I agree with you 100%, Crudy. I wish I was wrong. But I believe that there is no way that Donald Trump is not the Republican Party nominee in 2024.
Tell you what, Todd, we'll leave the being wrong for Dom.
You guys are both wrong. Come on, Donald Trump. He's going to be indicted. He's already indicted, going to trial apparently in March.
They don't care.
Right, for the New York crime.
That'll be on.
They love it. They eat that crap up.
Eat it up. Knock yourself out, folks. Have a great party. I'll party with you.
Okay,
especially when Fannie Willis comes out and drops her indictment the first 2 weeks of August, right? When he's supposed to maybe not show up in Milwaukee for the Fox News Republican presidential primary debate. And those are just those two. So word is Wall Street Journal today as well. Also, apparently Jack Smith, he's wrapping up the paperwork crimes, looking into whether or not Trump from 2017, his foreign business dealings, was he selling the stuff? Hell, that's a great question, Mr. Smith. I'm glad you asked it. And what? That has nothing to do. Now we're not even getting to the seditious conspiracy and the plot to overthrow the government. Now the Republicans might love that, Todd, but the law and the order, it's going to have an impact, man.
The Republican base, it does not matter. Quickly, Tom, who's it going to be? If not Trump, who?
Take your pick. Won't matter because Trump.
Nikki Haley.
That's why
Tim
they're all
Scott.
Stepping in. That's why they're all running.
I bet you a dinner at Saz's Steakhouse that Donald Trump is a Republican nominee. We're on.
You got it, baby.
Deal.
The Todd Alba Show coming to the afternoons where it's cooler. 1 to 3 p.m. starting on June 5th. We roll out the summer lineup, the Summer Love 3.0. Todd Alba joins us.
You guys are the best.
There's more love in the afternoon. And we're bringing Matt Flynn with, so he'll be at the party.
That's all we need.
Matt is a lover of nothing else. The greatest afternoon lineup ever. The Todd Alba Show into the Matt Flynn Show into the Devil's Advocates. And to Maggie Dawn. She's not going to like the lead in much. Welcome hey, in thanks, to the afternoons. Thanks, stick around, though. More of the happier Devil's Advocates happy hour. I forget what we're calling this. Something Tuesday.
Be great if life came with remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at